I'm going to begin by forming wisdom posture. Strong and steady on the earth, a little like a mountain, we give gratitude. And we begin to go inward. So use your inner Shing, the three inner lights, the inner eye, the perception, the eyes to see, the inner ear. This is sensitivity, being able to hear those places that need your attention. And the heart and mind, the bravery Shing, the courage. And even though we don't know what's going to happen from moment to moment, we're still open-hearted, still receptive, still sovereign of our own bodies, intelligent, humble, but most of all, fully present in this moment. Giving yourself the present of your presence. And as you breathe, inhale, gently expanding. Large is the universe, and exhale, contracting. Here, condensing all of your power, smaller than an atom. And bring the hands kind of up in front of the pelvis, palms facing upward, as if you're holding a big ball. And just basically holding it there. We'll breathe and make it bigger. So inhale, let it expand out, and just kind of move with your elbows. Let your elbows lead here. And then as you exhale, just kind of lead with the wrists back in towards the center. Let's play a little bit of chi games here. Inhaling out, making sure the inhale still goes all the way to the lower dantian. And exhale, just relaxing back, condensing the energy smaller. And as you do that, just talk about a few of the winter associations for the kidney system. Starting, of course, with our bones. So for our winter practice, we acknowledge first the bones that give us this gift of posture. They hold us aloft, steady, and balance us. And though they seem solid, they're very much like containers, containing the marrow, the new cells, giving us our capacity to regenerate. We understand things deeply within our bones. We know the truth in our bones. We hear resonation within them, the pulse, the beat, these rhythms of life and movement. Even down to those ear bones in the ears are associated with the kidney system. And these ear bones amplify vibrations to sound so we can even hear it all. And I'd like for you to put your hands together now in the prayer pose and bring that up to the heart. So finish the rest of this little narrative. So these ears are portals to the kidney chi. And the kidney chi transforms essence, that is jing, well, chi to essence, which eventually becomes the liquids that flow through the body and the structures of the cells. And then beyond this physical layer, this watery flow to wisdom. The kidneys contain our genetic essence and the capacity to know ourselves, to hear who we are and listen to our wisdom. So many times we will blow it off, but actually we tend to always know in our bones what the truth is, to know our destinies and that of the divine, proper use of fear, and acts of willpower. And all of this together, the connectedness, reminds us of how gracefully we are put together. Our bones, like our mothers and our fathers, the whole genetic line, but also the bones of our communities, families, communities, these structures from which we all move. The sinking water element pulls and stretches the chi from the lungs that we bring in down to the level of the kidneys, where they can use this chi again, as I said, to regenerate the body. And this ocean